Welcome to episode 123 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. With fast-paced cars, motorbikes, extreme sports, display stands and more for visitors to enjoy over 4 days, the Goodwood Festival of Speed is always a fantastic event and many would say a photographer's dream. In this second of 3 episodes surrounding my commission this year, I'm in the F1 paddock on the Saturday night, once again talking through my shots as I capture the fireworks display as it plays out in front of me. A quick warning, as ever, you might want to turn the volume down just a bit, at least at the beginning, especially if you're listening through headphones. That said, here we go. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 123. Okay, so it's about 21 minutes past 10 on the Saturday evening of the Festival of Speed this year. I'm here once again in West Sussex photographing the event for Goodwood, and this is to do with all the sponsors and associates and all the people that are needing reports and images for those reports. Once again, on the Saturday night, they have a fireworks display. Now, I photographed the fireworks display on the Thursday, this Thursday just gone, and I was going to record some audio for you guys, but in the event, there was a rather drunk woman trying to talk to me all the way through it, and so I didn't manage that. So I thought I'd have another go now. So the fireworks are about to start, I gather at 10:30, and I've been a bit delayed getting down here, so I am in a bit of a sort of, it's a bit of a quick setup. In front of me, I've got the paddock here with F1 cars and what have you. In front of me, and the equivalent as I look to, sort of between about 10 and 11 o'clock, through to about 1 o'clock, this is if you had the clock in front of you, that's the view that I have towards the main house, where the fireworks are going to be. And you can hear the music in the background. So this is not such an interesting view this year. In the past, there's been, when it was what was known as Gasoline Alley, we had a nice sort of banner up there and what have you. That image actually got used, I found out the other day, in one of the reports, sponsors' reports, what have you. Which is really good. It's good to know that these things get used. But I thought what I'd do is quickly set this up. I'm on ISO 200 at the moment, just to see. I'm going to shoot at F11. And in fact, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to change that, because that's giving me 10 seconds, which with the fireworks is going to be just a little bit too much. So bear in mind there'll be a higher and greater noise at the higher ISOs. I'm actually now shooting at ISO 640 at F11. I'm shooting with a Nikon D3 with a 24-70mm lens on a tripod. It's a Gitzo Series 2 Traveller. You guys are familiar with me using this lens, I know, because I've used it for quite some time. And I will be doing the write-up of the review. It's been a long-term test. But I'm just framing up this shot now, and I've got an F1 car under wraps to my right in the foreground. Not a lot really sort of behind that. The other car's going into distance. There's a gap where there should be another car, but it's actually not. I'm just looking. There's quite a big gap on the sort of right foreground. And I'm just wondering whether I might change this to a vertical shot, just because of the fireworks. Obviously, I don't want them to be sort of exploding or sort of, you know, reaching their peak and then not having them in the frame. So I'm kind of just got the camera set up at around about chest height. I'm just having a quick look. That's kind of nice. I'm just going to bring the tripod up. You know, you should always think about whether you're going to have, you know, what height the camera is. You don't want to always be shooting from, you know, eye level. So if I sound as though I'm running through this pretty quickly, I am, because time is not my friend. I was all set and what have you, and then All sorts of things happened. I got delayed having going to have a shower, which I very much needed because it's been an extremely hot day. We've had about 30 degrees today and very dusty, and I needed it very urgently. So that delayed me. Then there was a phone call and what have you. So it's been one of those evenings. But I'm just framing this up. It's not too bad. I'm just not inspired so much by what's in front of me. I'm just walking along here. I'm stood right looking straight down this avenue. And I'm really not sure that... I don't know. It's kind of boring. You kind of need to be leading the eye in. So maybe if I go just across by this car that was on my right here. I'm just right sort of level with the nose cone. Oh, that's better. So I've kind of got more of the overhang of the... of kind of like the roof that's over the top of this. Just want to make sure that my I'm looking for the verticals to make sure they're straight, but actually the support poles in front of me are not straight, so that's okay. I will just frame this. I've got security lights kind of shining down towards the camera. That's not a problem. We'll probably get a bit of a flare off that, but in a good way, one would hope. So just lock the tripod up. Oops. Lock the tripod. Those of you that listened to this this evening, as it were, last year, I think it was last year. One year I didn't manage it because it's pouring with rain. But I think last year, or whenever it was last time, it was quite different. Today, where it's been so hot, it's a bit humid now. I'm actually stood here in shorts and a t-shirt, whereas last time I had trousers and a coat and all the rest of it. So we're just set up. We've now got F11 at 4 seconds at ISO 640. So that's... I'm gonna pre-focus about a third into the frame, because if you know about depth of field, you'll know that depth of field extends one third in front of and two thirds behind the point of focus. So I've done that. And the camera is, camera's in position. What I'm going to do is just switch the camera to manual focus now so that I don't shift the focus. That's all locked up. Do a quick test shot. So it's 5 seconds at F11. I don't know if you can hear the music in the background. It's interesting. So let's have a quick look here. There we go. Quick test shot. And we're going to fire up the preview. Okay. Right. Oops. I'm using a shutter release cable here, so I don't have to touch the camera. I think actually, yeah, always watch what you're doing. It was set on the lock position, which I was a little bit baffled there as to what was going on, why there was no image showing on the back of the camera, and it just appeared to be a sort of a repeat exposure. Now I've got this scene in front of me, and I can see that for a first attempt, that's really nice. The highlights are bright. We've got the got those lights shining there. Let's have a look. That's nice, really nice and sharp all the way through the frame at F11. The camera is set at 24mm, so it's right at the widest angle. We're very close to it being half past now, or it's near enough half past. So the fireworks could be starting any moment. I'm happy with my test shot, and I can actually stop and breathe for a moment because all my verticals are vertical. There's space in the frame. And I dare say I'm going to be tweaking things just a little bit around the time. So as is usually the case, you'll probably hear me get a little bit frantic, but in hopefully a pretty calm manner as I sort of adjust the camera and maybe the composition and the camera aspect a little bit. So for now, I'm going to leave it there, and then I will catch up with you just as soon as the fireworks begin. And I'm just looking. I think, no, that's lighting I can see. I'm just going to hold back in case the fireworks are about to start. No, so they're on to another song. So I'm going to leave it there for a moment, guys, and I'll catch up with you in a little while. Okay, so the fireworks are going, and I'm just going to take the first shot and see what happens with the exposure. That's kind of nice. They're a bit too far across. I would like them to be a bit more to the left in front of me, because at the moment, yeah, they're just going to do a couple of shots. Yeah, they're too far across. So what I'm going to do is put the camera back onto the autofocus. I'm going to move across a little bit. There we go. That's all right. Refocus. That's fine. Lock that up. Still at ISO 400. Sorry, 640. There we go. That's nice. Let's see what that's doing. Too much. So we're going to go to ISO 2000. Is that it? That can't be all the fireworks. If it was, that's all of about, what, 2 minutes? Okay, let's see. Oh, if that is it, guys, I am really sorry. You were probably expecting something a lot more. I am really surprised if that is it. I mean, I haven't really got a particularly usable shot there. I'm just going to pause for a second because I've got the security guys coming to see what's going on. No problem, I've got my pass and everything, but let's say they won't want to be on audio, I'm sure, but they're kind of loitering and we'll see. So I'm going to pause it there for a second. So we've got all the fireworks going. I'm a little bit delayed because the security guys were wanting a chat, but this is working much better. You can probably hear, got more fireworks, which is really good, because we were saying that's a really poor show if that was it. Little bit of flare going on here, but I'm now, just to bring you right up to date, 3200 on the ISO. If I need to put a bit of noise correction in there, I can take out some of the noise. But yeah, this is working quite well all of a sudden. I've got the balance between the fireworks and the security lights that are coming straight towards the camera. The foreground's nicely lit. And all I'm doing, I've got the camera just with the release here. And just to give you an idea, it's giving me 1.6 seconds. That's not quite enough at the moment, so I'm just going to take the ISO down to 2000. Do a few shots here. And I'm just, that's better. I'm just kind of, when I think there's a good shot, I'm just releasing the shutter. That's giving me about a second, which is kind of nice. That's good. It's not the best display. I mean, the display of fireworks is good, but in terms of impact for my shots, I think I've seen better in previous years. Like I say, it's not to reflect on the fireworks display itself, but let's say, there we go. That's better. Really nice. So this is working quite well now. Yeah, this is really good because we've got all different colours. We've got gold and blue and purple. Just as you can probably hear, I'll stand a bit closer. You can just hear we've got, that's nice. We've got, just letting the camera go. There we are. Now, let's see what's happening. Oh, some other little ones. Do I want to change anything? No, I think that's kind of cool. Ah, yeah. What I'm going to do actually is, okay, I'm just going to change the aspect. So I'm going to go for a horizontal shot now. I'm going to leave the focus exactly as it is. And I can see now how high the fireworks are firing. So nothing has changed, just the aspect. And that's working really nicely. So just carrying on shooting, still at F11. Got a bit of extra light, and I can actually see to the left. I've got the central display here, so I'm just going to angle the camera to the left a fraction to get that in, because that's all lit up still. It's a Porsche display this year. That's looking nice. Might adjust the shutter speed. There we go. That's really nice. Some of these are slightly darker, which is nice. That's really good. There's a longer exposure that time because, of course, the fireworks are giving off light, and when they're a bit darker, the exposure is a bit darker. That's really nice, really lighting the place up. In fact, what I'm going to do after this next shot is done, I'm going to drop the ISO down, because that's my point exposure. I'm going to take this right down to ISO, actually, wrong way. This is going back up to ISO 4000. I'm going to do a shot here. Great timing. Yeah, that's really good. I'm even going to go a bit further on this one. I'm going to go to ISO 6400. I know a lot of you guys might shoot it differently. This is just my approach. So I'm on F11 and that gave me 2 seconds. So what I'm going to do, if there is another display, F11, what did I just say? 2 seconds? 2 seconds at F11. I'm going to go to manual and go to 1 second at F11. But that could well be it. I'm just looking around me. The security guys have gone. It's always a bit interesting when you're trying to get on with your work and you've got security coming to show an interest. I mean, obviously they are doing their job and I've got no problem with that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you just have to be polite and explain what's going on. I've got my my Goodwood pass here, which has got a photo of me with a stamp across it. It says approved, and it says official Goodwood photographer, access all areas, and it's got my name and what have you. That, I didn't need to show them that. I just had a bit of a banter with them. We were saying about the fireworks, you know, if it was indeed that the whole display, that sort of 6 seconds or whatever it was. But yeah, they just wanted a bit of, you know, just wanted to chat. They're here throughout the night, so it's probably nice for them to see someone different to have a chat to. I'm sure I've probably spoken to them in the past as well. But I think that's it. So yeah, there are your firework shots. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to look back at these, and I mean, some of these shots are quite bright, but I can tone those down, which will also, because the fireworks is quite bright as well, that will bring less glare into the fireworks then. Just checking the sharpness and everything. That is lovely, front to back. Even F11, that's fantastic. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just skip back through these images and have a look. So yeah, see, the exposure time changes a little bit, so I've got options. A bit of, it's not cloud, it's sort of smoke there. Ah, they've got laser displays as well, and I can see in one of the shots where there's the smoke from the fireworks, it's either lasers or just bright, bright lights shining into the sky. Those are cutting through the smoke, and it's lovely. I'm really glad, actually, I went to this horizontal shot to get the central display in. That works really well. Some of these are a little bit, like the sky is quite dark, where there's just, like, not a lot going on. We're now onto the vertical shots, just as I look. Oh, there's one shot in particular I like. Oh, possibly 2, 3, 4, 5. Ooh, 6. Do you know, I was thinking that really I might get 1 or 2 out there, because it's, you know, you can't, unless you know exactly what the pyrotechnics guys are doing and when they're setting off fireworks, you can't predict all of these things unless you go to a show which it's always the same when you see it. So that's nice. I mean, I'm aiming out of this little lot, I'm aiming for maybe 4 shots. Because the actual foreground, the paddock, the cars, nothing in that changes. So I'd probably aim for probably sort of 2 or 3 of the horizontal, because I've got more variation there, and a couple of the vertical. So yeah, considering, you know, I thought that wasn't quite so good, but actually looking at it, and I'm talking again about the photographic possibilities, not the reflection on the fireworks display itself. There's some that are just immediate chuckaways. My timing was a little bit out and what have you, but yeah, there's some nice shots in there. It's well balanced, the foreground and everything stays constant throughout. That's really nice. Just skipping through the last sort of so I'm back now to my original shots with my original composition. So again, I wasn't I thought the fireworks were going to be further across to the left, more sort of 11 o'clock, as I say. But they were more sort of 1 o'clock aspect, which meant they kind of were obscured by the canopy there. So that's okay. Just looking at the test shots now, just for the exposure. Yeah, that's nice. That's all rather good. And for those of you who are interested, I shot 70 pictures within the space of a few minutes. And so, whittling it down, out of those 70 shots, I'm looking to get about 5 or 6, something like that. Just a quick recap for you guys, because I know I sort of bumbled through it quite quickly as I was setting up. I've got a carbon fibre tripod here, nice and solid, lightweight. It's the Gitzo Series 2 Traveller. Nikon D3 with a 24-70mm lens, f11 as you know, and the focus was locked on manual once I had pre-focused. Just for good practice, I'm going to switch that off back to single shot autofocus now, just so I don't accidentally walk around with things thinking they're in focus but they're actually slightly out because of the manual. In the end, I was shooting at ISO 6400. Ended up on manual. That final shot was a second at f11. And that's it. So post-production, you know, I don't like to have to rely on post-production, but there'll be a few shots where I'll take a little bit of digital noise, a little bit of graininess out of the pictures. That's okay. With the fireworks, that's just my approach. It works really well. And actually, by doing that through the process, I find that it smooths out some of the contours between the colours with the fireworks. I think it works really well. So, again, there are many, many ways to shoot the same subject. This is just mine. So hopefully, after all that, a bit of a rush job and what have you, but again, you know, sometimes you don't always have the time to prepare as you would like, and sometimes it is a bit of a rush. That's basically it. I hope that's been useful for you. So again, if you've got, you know, any questions about fireworks photography or nighttime photography generally, I'm always happy to answer those questions, as you know. So hopefully that's been useful. Another Festival of Speed recording. And I will catch up with you guys soon. And as it stands, for now, I'm going to leave it there.
If you didn't listen to last week's show, don't forget to check it out for my overview of this year's Festival of Speed. And look out for next week's show, in which I'll be bringing you my final instalment from the event. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast. CurrentPhotographer.com.